Good morning, everyone. Shall we start? First of all, I would like to remind you that you have a submission date on Sunday. So you are supposed to submit your assignment one on coming Sunday. So let's see where we left last time on Wednesday. So we were discussing about the joins, but we didn't finish it. So let's quickly see what we discussed in join, and then we will see the other type of join. So basically, why we are doing join? If we want to view the data which is distributed in different tables, for example, we have an employee table and now it's okay, but how it will work when I move anyway, we'll see it later. Okay, so we are joining two tables with the help of common column. And here the common column is department ID. And this is the join which we saw last time actually, where we are joining employee table with department table, and the joining condition is, as I said before, the common column, equality of common column, and this will be the result we will get. Is there any confusion regarding the inner join? We discussed it last time also. For example, can you perform a join where we want to see the employee's detail, department name and the location name? I would show you the tables because location name is in the third table. So you need to perform basically two joins. Let's see the tables. I'm not sure why it's not working, but I have schema at one other place, so let's see it from there. It seems nothing is responding. Let's wait, maybe it will start working.
a simple task of opening a simple PowerPoint presentation is taking so much time. All right, these are some small hiccups. I hope we will get over it. Yeah? Yes, that's why actually we are giving a temporary name to employee table as E, so that when we join some of the, it's usually better to specify which column is coming from which table when we are joining, and instead of writing the whole employee's name, that's why we are giving a short name, so that we can write E dot instead of employees dot column name. Yeah. Where you are selecting the table after the from, after the table name, you can give a new name. I'll just give an example. Oh, this is taking too much time. What is happening? Okay, so now this is opened. At least something is opening. All right. It seems two or three things are coming together. It is also not responding. Okay, so till it is working, what you were saying, again, this mic is not working. Everything has to happen now. It is saying low battery. There isn't any, it seems. Let me put it to charge, maybe in the second. This will work. Let's see. I'm so sorry for all these things. Yeah. Yeah, it is working. Let's see. Yeah, this is also working. All right, so you are supposed to write a join where we need the details of employee table, which is here inside the employee table, and then we need the department name, and the department table columns are these, and last is locations. So you already know the details of employee and department table, and this is the location. So just make a query where I want to see the employee name along with department name as well as the city the employee is working. I'll give you an idea that how these tables can be related. So in the employee, we have employee's ID as well as other columns, and columns, can you make a query which shows employee name, department name, as well as the city in which the employee is working. And these are the three tables. You need to do the inner join and and this is the syntax. If you want to see the syntax where we are joining more than, actually this is the solution which I didn't want you to see. Okay, so basically this is what we are supposed to do if we want to see the employee details as well as department details as well as the location details where these departments are situated. Because the employees' details are in the employee table, the department details are in the department table, and all the location, because in the department table we just have the location ID. We don't have any other details. And then that location ID, we are joining it with the location table, and there we have street, address, and all the three things. So basically what we are doing is, we are first joining employee with department with the help of department ID, and it will create a new set, and then the result is again joined with the location table, because when we will get the result of these two tables, we will have the location ID also in the result, and then that result we are again joining with the location table with the help of location ID, because then the common column will be location ID in that case. Is that clear what we are doing here? Yeah. Yes, you can use one of them as an auto join and then the result with the inner join with some other table. It is possible. Actually it isn't, but usually the first table we write the column name of the first table just for readability purpose, otherwise it doesn't matter. It is written opposite actually, but if I would write, this is taken from somewhere, is if I would actually write, I will say E dot department ID is equal to D dot department ID, because this is the way we work in one order. The second condition is written actually correctly. We are joining the department location ID with location ID. So in this way, it will join three tables, and you can join multiple tables. Let's see one other example you can do so that at that time I can start working with some of the mics if possible. Otherwise, it's very difficult to move from here. Okay, so we have employee tables, and can you see there is a job table? So if we want to know, in the employee table we have all the details and we have the job ID, but we don't know exactly what is that job, what is the title of the job. So for example, if the person is a teacher, it might just specify in the job ID TE or something like that. So can you show employee details along with the job title that employee is working for? Can you please write a query on your laptop or on paper? So you need to do, I'm writing what I want here. Please try to write this. Show employee details along with the job title and show the result in the descending order of employee's first name. Have you finished writing? Can I see? That's the last thing. I cannot erase it. Wow. Great.
didn't wake up on the right side. Okay, I'll write there.
Yeah, we have a solution. Okay. So you can see this is the result. Let me So we are getting the first name, last name and job title in the order of descending order of first name. So see here the WV on all those first names here. It is in the descending order of the first name, and the query is this is the query. So basically we just selected whichever column is available there, although we didn't select any of the column which is present in both the tables. But it's always advisable to give, with the help of this dot operator, which table this column is coming from. Although there is no confusion here because first name is already only in employees table, whereas the job title is only in the jobs table. But still, it is always advisable to use this alias, whatever is the name of the table. And instead of writing the full name of the table, what we have done, look here, when we are selecting from the employees, we have given a new name to the employees table, E, so that we don't have to write the whole name here, right? Similarly, from the jobs, when we are joining it with the jobs, we are giving it a new name, which is K. So we can use this name K dot wherever we like. And here also in the joining condition, instead of writing the whole employees table name, we have just used this alias. Okay, so it's not very different from how you are giving the names, new names to the column. Do you remember? If we want to give a new name to the column, for example here, Instead, we don't want in the result that it should come as first underscore name. We want it to come some other name for the column. Same thing we are doing here. After giving a space, we can give it a new name. For example, and if you want to give a new name here which contains a space or some other special things, then you need to put that new name inside the double quotes. We cannot have a new name with the space for tables. That's not possible. Okay? So let's see. There won't be any difference except the name of the first column. See here? Just temporarily for the viewing purpose, the first name is changed. Okay? The column name is changed. Alright, so these things we already did last time. Sorting the join, we are just ordering by whichever column is here or not selected but still in the join or in the tables. We can order by any of those. This order by this column doesn't have to be present in the select list. It should be in any of the joined tables column, but it may not be here. Still, you can use it in the order by clause. And then after joining, you can have additional condition also. For example, you want to see the location of employees who are working in city, some existing city. In that case, in the previous one, for example here, then we need to actually join with many other. For example, if you want to see only the employees whose last name starts with V, for example, so we can add what is the operator do we use if we want only the employees whose first name starts with V returns? Do you remember from last time? Yeah, but before that we need to use like, right? And then we do, and we want all the names only which starts with V. So first letter should be V. And after that, we don't know how many characters are there. So we are using percentage, because percentage specify one or more characters. And the order by clause should be the last clause. So whatever we are doing before it. So we are first joining, then putting a condition on the resultant rows, and then we are ordering. Actually, now the order doesn't make any sense because only the result will be with the letter V. Yeah. Yeah. So see here, in the result, we have all the employees who are, just there are two employees who has the first name starting with V. So actually now our order by clause doesn't make any sense because we are just taking the result of only the employees starting with V. Okay, anyway. This is another similar where we have joined the employees and department table, and we want only those employees should be returned whose manager is with employee ID 149. We talked about Cartesian product last time. Do you remember? What's the difference between the inner joint and Cartesian product? I gave you an example also. Anyone? Yeah? Yes. So actually it doesn't give you a very meaningful result. So if there is no joint condition, whatever is happening is basically the Cartesian joint. So if you forget to put this on and these things, the joining condition, it will be Cartesian product, which doesn't give you a very meaningful result. So basically if these are the things, then every table will, every row will be joined with every row of the second table. So if there are three in the first and two rows in the second, the result will have six rows, which will be something like this. Does it make any sense? No. The only rows which make sense is this one and this one and this one. So if we put that on joining condition, then only these two as well as this row will be returned, and then it will make sense. It's like looking at all the details of the employees and then looking at all the details of the departments, and without checking whether what is the department ID of that particular employee. So all of them will come. Actually, this is wrong. This should not return. It should be here. Okay. We saw last time two alternatives. Instead of writing like this, what we are using, we can do two tables which we are joining separated by comma in the from clause. And instead of on, we can have where, and we can have that joining condition here. So the same thing can be written in a different way, but we prefer to use this. So let's not go into the other alternative. And we talked about outer join last time. Do you remember what's the difference between inner join and outer join? Yeah. So if we are doing inner join, in that case, all those employees will be returned whose department ID exists in the employee table. Similarly, those department will be returned who has some employees working for it. So if we do the normal inner join, because look here, all those department IDs which are there are here, so all the employees will be returned. But this department will not be returned because there is no employees working for it. So if we want to return such kind of rows which doesn't have a matching value in the other table, then we use the outer join. So this is the example. There is not much difference. Only thing is that instead of inner join, you need to use left outer join. Sometimes you don't need to write outer word also. Left join works as good as left outer join. So see here, this is coming at the end. The employee who doesn't have a matching department in the department table. I show you last time some examples. Do you want me to show it again? Sorry, I cannot show on the board, but I can show in MySQL. Do you want to see? Okay. don't know how it go. What did I do? Let me see. I'm sure you cannot see anything whatever I have written. Nothing is working. Down? I tried that. It doesn't, it is not for that. Where? Yeah. What? Can someone come if they know how to sort this? Yeah.
Can you do like this?
Okay.
Do you know how to zoom on the
iPad? Yeah. Okay.
It's the same thing as iPad.
Okay, thank you. All right. Cheers for him. All right. Let's see the result. Is there any employee who doesn't have a matching No, actually this is not the case here, so all of them were anyway returning because of the primary key, foreign key, so you can't find any difference. Or is there one? Yes. See here, this employee who is not working for any department, so maybe doesn't have any department ID associated here. So if we do the normal join, she will not be returned in the result.
So, this would be useful for, for instance,
finding departments without workers or finding employees who doesn't work for any department. Okay. Theoretically, full outer join is also possible, but in MySQL, it doesn't have the facility for the full outer join. So when we use the left outer join, the first table records which doesn't have a matching row in the second table will be returned. If you are using right outer join, then the second table which doesn't have a matching in the left table will be returned. Theoretically, in the full outer join, both should return. For example, an employee who doesn't have a department or a department who doesn't have an employee. Both of them will return. But this is not possible in MySQL. And then the next one is self-join or inner joint where we are using the same table twice and we want to see some data. For example, if you see in the employee table, we have a manager ID here. So manager is every employee has some managers and we want to see the name of the manager. So how will we do? So basically we need to take the manager ID from here and then search that. For example, see the second employee. Employee ID is 101, then this is the name and other detail. And the manager of this employee is employee with ID 100. So we need to take this here from here and then go back and then search for that number here, which is here, and then print the name of the manager. So basically, we need to join the table with itself. So we just prepare two copies of the same table. And basically they have the same data, same columns. So we will take the first row from here, look for the manager ID here, and then search for that in here. And as soon as we find that number, we will print that. So this is the way the self-join works. So for the first one, actually there is no value here. So there is no manager for this employee. So this will not be returned if we are doing the normal join, not the outer join. And the second one, we will take this, we will take the manager ID, and we will look that manager ID in the employee ID column. And as soon as we will find, we will print it. So what will be the join condition? Can you say? Let's suppose we are calling this table with the name worker temporarily and the same table with another name manager. Although these tables are same. So what will be your join condition? Yes. So basically this table's manager ID should be equal to this table's employee ID. So this is the way we will join. And let's see the join here. We just gave, look, we are joining the same table with itself. And one place we are calling it with some name and another place we are calling it with another name. And the manager ID of this table should be equal to employee ID of this table. So we are joining the table with itself. And this way we are getting the result. Okay? Sometimes when we are doing the joins, we may have the duplicate values, duplicate rows. That may return, you will see later by using the distinct, or maybe if we put the employees first and department second, then that will not happen. So sometimes by using a wrong order or by not using the distinct, you may get many rows multiple times. So that is possible. So there are some practice. We are almost at 9, so we must take a break and then we can do some practice and do the group by clause. Until then, I try to sort out maybe a mic or maybe the way to clear this board. Let's have a break. Thank you. That's why it's not. Okay.
There is one
whiteboard.
This is also whiteboard. Is it working?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems now things will work, I hope. So we last time saw some of the grouping aggregate functions. Do you remember? Do you remember we did something like this? We used average, min, max, count functions. Yes or no? Yeah. So these are the group functions. If we don't use a group by clause, then the whole table is treated as one group. And when we use these functions like count, min, max, average, sum, then we get one result for every table. So for example, if we want to know the sum of salary or maximum salary or minimum salary of all the employees, we will get one result out of whole table, because the whole table is treated like one group. But we can create many, many more groups also, and that we are going to learn in this particular topic. So these are the functions which we can use, group by functions. And this is the syntax of the statement, select statement, when we are using group by clause. So far we haven't seen this part. We have seen all the other things. We have used the group functions, but we haven't seen this group by clause. So we'll see where it is used. And order by is always the last clause. So this we have seen before. Average, min, maximum, sum, etc. or count. So we will not go into that. What's the difference between count star, or if I say count manager ID?
If I write this, or if I write this, can you suggest what will be the result of each three of them?
Not in number, but just in terms, what that will return. Select count star from employees. How many rows are there in table employees? So in other words, it will return to you how many employees are there, right? But if we do this, will the result be same? Yeah. Yes. So it will return the number of rows where there exists a value of manager ID. So those rows will not be counted where manager ID is null. So only the non-null values will be counted. So it will, in other words, it will return number of employees who have some manager. So those employees who doesn't have a manager will not be counted in that case. And what about the last one? Select count commission underscore PCT. This is basically... we have for every employee, we have salary, and then we have some of the employees who have commission. So the value for commission, this column may not exist for all the employees. So again, it will show us the number of employees who are getting some commission, because it will not count the rows where commission underscore PCT is null. So it will show us the employees who are having some value for commission or who are getting commission. And we can use again where clause. with this count and all these functions. So that, for example, this will return the number of rows, number of employees who are working for department 50. We saw already this. Now we will learn, instead of treating the whole table as one group and having one result for the whole table, can we make other groups? So for example, if you want to see which employee gets the maximum salary in every department. So then we need to group the rows according to department ID and then we will get the result. So for example, see here. So how does it work? Let's try to make here something. If we group the table by department ID, in that case, there will be groups created according to the same value of the department ID. So if this is the data, then three groups will be created because we are making according to the department ID. So same values will be put in the same group and then those functions will be applied. So if we want average salary, then we will get the average value out of these two. So for every department, we will get every unique department, we will get one result. And that's what we are doing here. For every department, we are getting one of the result. Earlier, when we were not using the group by clause, we were getting just one result for the because whole table was treated as one group. Here, you need to keep in mind few things. In the select, if you are using group by clause, in the select, you can either have the column which is in the group by, or we can use the functions. We cannot have any other column here. For example, if you want to have the employee name here, that will not work. That will give you an error. Because if you will try to have an employee name here, then there will be lots of values of employee names here. Whereas we have few department IDs unique and few average salaries. So it will be kind of mismatch in terms of number of rows. So when you are using group by clause, just make sure that in the select, you are using the same columns which are in the group by or you are using the functions. You cannot have any other. Yeah. So this is the example of group by department ID. We can group by multiple columns also. So we can make a group of department ID and within the department ID group, you can make group by, for example, salary, or you can make group by, for example, job title or job ID. So there can be multiple, you can create groups inside the group also. So look here. We have grouped by more than one column. So we have first grouped according to the department ID. So all the department ID which are same are in the single group. And then further from that group, we have further grouped according to the job ID. So in every department ID which is of same value, further different groups of jobs are created. So here we will have in the group by department ID, comma, job ID. So within every department ID group, we are creating additional groups based on the value of the job ID. And then once these groups are formed, your functions will work accordingly. So this is the example. Again, see here, the columns which are in the group by, we can print them here, or we can use some of the group by functions. We cannot select any other column. Look here, that's why this is the problem here. What can be the problem? Because you are using a group by function, count, which will give you a single value for the whole table. And at the same time, you are trying to select the department IDs, and which may be, for example, 174 rows. So department ID will give you 174 rows, whereas this value is giving you one single value. So there is a mismatch in the output, and that's why this query cannot be executed. So you need to keep that in mind while writing it. Okay, the next thing is, when you want, for example, you have grouped according to the department ID and you have taken the average salary in every department. Now, you want only those groups to be returned where the average salary is greater than some value. We cannot use the where clause there. It will give you an error. If you want some selected groups to be returned, in that case we use having clause. So those groups having this value or this condition fulfilled should be returned. So here we cannot use where. So that can be the next one. Suppose you want to have group by department ID, and then you have the salaries here, and you want the maximum salary to be returned out of every group, but you want to return only those groups where the maximum salary is greater than 10,000. So department number 90 has maximum salary greater than 10,000, so we want this to be returned in our result. But we don't want department number 60 to be returned because the maximum salary in that group is less than 10,000. Similarly, we don't want department number 50 to be returned, but we want department number 80 and 110 to be returned. And in that case, we can use another clause with group by, and that is the having clause, which comes after the group by. So that works on groups. So only selected groups which satisfy your condition you have given after the having clause will only be returned. And this is the way we can use it. So it is same like previously. You have made the group, you found the maximum salary, but you only want those groups to be returned where maximum salary is greater than 10,000. And as I said before, order by is always the last one. So we can use where, but where will be used like simple conditions which will work on every row. But if you want the group conditions, then you need to use the having clause. You can use nested functions as well. So you are making the group according to the departments. And then you are calculating the average salary, and then you are calculating the maximum of average salary out of all the departments. Now, can you start working on these problems? Actually, you worked some of them. Try to work the second one. Write a query to display the number of people with the same job. So you need grouping over which column? There is no job name in the employees table. Do you want the structure of the employees table?
Yes.
This is your employee table, and we want to count the number of employees working on same job. So basically, as the explanation is, we are counting. So we need the count function. And we want to use, okay, you figure out which group by function we will use. Please try to write down. Anyone of you figured it out already? You need to use count function, you need to use group by. Now you just need to figure out what will be the column in the group by. The second one. Maybe this can help you. So you need to have the solution something like the result should be something like this. I am not writing what is here. So
something like that. Does it make sense now? Has anyone already figured it out? Yeah? Anyone else? Okay. How we will do it? Basically, we want to know how many employees, or we just want to count the number rows. If we will use just count, what will happen? If we will do just like this, select count star from employee, what will happen? It will count the number of rows here, because the whole table will be treated like one group. So it will give you, if this is the data, it will give you value 5. But that's not what we want. So we want to have to count how many managers are there, how many these teachers or other job IDs. So we basically want to create the groups according to job ID. So we will do this. So once you create the groups by job ID, such kind of groups will be created according to the same value of job ID in the employee table. This data is not same like in the actual table, but I can't remember. So like this, groups will be formed, and then the function will be applied to these groups. So now if you want to count star, it will count, because you already created the groups, it will count the number of rows in each of the group. So it will give you a result like 2, 3. So there will be, because there are only 2 groups according to the job ID, so it will give you a value 2 as well as value 3. But you also want to know what is the job ID. So we want the results something like this. Job ID should come, and how many employees are there working under that job. So you just need to use here job ID, which is acceptable from the condition of group by clause also. As I said before, that in the select you can use any of the aggregate function, or you can use the columns you have specified in the group by clause. So here we have specified job ID, so that is perfectly acceptable to use it here. So if we will do like this, we will have every job ID value will be returned to us. With that, we will have count star. How many rows are there with that particular job ID? So this is the way it will work. Okay, can you work on the next one? So we want the department. So we want department name, not ID. We want the location, number of employees, and the average salary for all employees in that department. Is it possible to do that without join? Is department name, they haven't specified the location, whether it should be city or something, or location ID is fine. So let's suppose we want department name, we want location ID, and we want number of employees working in that particular department and their average salary. Now think, these columns are where? Department name is in which table? I'll show you the table again. So department name is in the department table. It's not in the employees table. And then they want location ID, which is again in the department table. And then we need the average salary, which is in the employee table. And then we want the count of how many employees are there in every department. So how do you think this query will work? First of all, because you want something from here and something from here, so you need to first join, right?
That's the first step, to join. And second step is, we want the average salary for every department. Every salary from all the employees for every department. How can you calculate the average salary? With the function AVG. But you want average salary not for all the employees. You want average salary for every department. That means there is a sign that you need to use group by function. Right? So first join, then group by function, and you have to use AVG function. Now start working on it. And we will talk about labeling the columns with the other name later on. So first start working on that.
Department name, location, which is again in the department table, and we want to count the number of employees in every department, and we want the average salary in every department. Okay, you want department name, location, number of employees working in that department, and the average salary for each department. You have to first join, then do the group by, and then use appropriate functions.
Thank you.
process you have to follow. There are two tables with two different, you need to first join and then create the group and then figure out what you want to display. How many of you have done it? Please raise your hands, those who have already figured it out. Okay, so basically what we are doing here, can you see this part, all of you? Okay, so first of all, let's leave what we want in the select for later on. Because we know that the data we want in the final are not present in one table, so we need to select it from two different, because we want location ID, which is here. We need the salary. We need to count the number of employees. So we need to join, first of all, employees table with department table. There may be a possibility that I may write some of the column names wrong, which is not there in the real, but I'll try to remember all of them. So you are selecting from employees, and you are doing inner join with departments. And what is your join condition? Let's suppose the name is like that. We have given you alias. Yeah? E dot department ID, because that's the only common column between those two. Dot department ID. How does it work? If suppose this is the data, how it will work? It will take the first row from here, because our joining condition is that this should be equal to this. The value here should be equal to one of the values here. So it will take the department ID, because that is our E dot department ID. It will take this value. It will try to find the same value in the department table. And this is the value. And then it will join this row with this row, because this is the matching value. So we will get this result. Actually, all the columns will be returned, because we haven't said anything about the select yet. And then again for the same, the 10 value is here. So second row will again be joined with the first one, and this will be the result. And then the third row, because here the department ID is something else, 20. So the system will look for the value 20 in the department table, and this is the value. So this row will be joined with second row here, and this will be the result. And similarly for the last one, it will take the value 20, look for the value 20 here, and it will join it with 20. And this will be the result. So if this is the data, that will be the result of the join. Because our join is based on equality of department ID between these two tables. That is the common column. And we are, that is the most meaningful way of joining these two tables, with the equality of common column. Now what we want in this query is, we want to count how many employees are in each department, right? So then how many, you need to do something like grouping, right? Then only you can count. So how can you group? According to department ID. So that will be our next step. So we will group by department ID, all the result which came as a result of the join, groups will be created according to the same value of department ID. In this case, this will be one group, because the department ID value is same. This will be another group, because department ID values are same. And now what do you want? You want the average salary out of each of these groups. So how will you use it? You will do it. And what else do you want? You want to count how many employees are there in every department. So, you are basically counting the rows in every group, right? So that will be there. And you can have the department name, because although I haven't shown it, but once you will do this, all the columns will be returned. Sorry, I don't have any space here. So you will have basically D dot department ID and also D dot location ID. So you are selecting department ID, D dot department ID or E dot department ID, it doesn't matter because it was there in both. But you need to do D dot location ID because location ID was not there in the employees table. Then you are doing count star and then you are doing average salary from this. So whenever there is a problem, try to divide that problem into small problems and try to think for what I have to do first and what I have to do second. So you don't need to write in this particular order. You can start doing whatever works, right? So this is the way I work. Yeah.
Does it matter which first count or average?
Sorry, I didn't get the question. You can have average first and count second. It doesn't matter. Okay.
So the only requirement to using this count average and all the other functions is that they return the same number of rows?
Yes. Then there won't be any mismatch. Whatever you are using in the select, they should return the same number of rows. Okay. So this you have done. But there are many practices we haven't done before. Let's see in the join. Okay, try doing the 4 and 5. This is not about the group. This is about the join only. And in the previous query, we were supposed to rename the columns. So in the select, we need to write the same different names for the columns. You want to see the details of employee with the details of the manager. I'll write the query here.
These are the four columns you want to return. Employee's last name, employee ID, the name of the manager, and manager ID. Is there a column like name of the manager?
Yes.
manager ID at the end. So we need to self-join the table and actually look for that manager at the first. So I'll try to make something like this, so maybe it will be clear to you. Previous problem. Basically, these are two same tables, right? We need to join the same table with itself, and then we need to figure out how to work, right? So how we will join? So let's leave the select part out, and what we are doing, we are taking the employees table. And let's suppose it is worker, and then you can use join or inner join, actually it's same. Again we are joining with the employees, and then suppose we are calling it as manager. What will be our joining condition? Yes. So this table we are calling with the name W, and this we are calling with the name M. And see here, so manager ID of this table should be equal to employee ID of this table, because what basically we are doing, we are taking the first row, we know the manager ID from here, but manager is an employee itself, right? So to get the last name of the manager, we need to look in the employee ID column where that employee is. We got the value, we take the last name and we will print it. So for these two, this is the matching value. For this two, this is the matching value. For this, he is the highest level employee, don't have a manager. So if you want to even print that, then you need to use outer join. If you don't want to print those employees who don't have a manager, we don't need, we can just use the inner join or join. So we need to join them on the equality of this columns. Now we need to remember what name we have given. So first column, manager ID, should be equal to second column, employee ID. So this is the way it will be joined. So if we see the result of these two, the result will be all the columns will be returned. I haven't made all the columns, and it will be 1x, 3, another 3, z, 4, 2y, 3, 3, z, 4, and 3z, 4, 4, p, null. And the fourth row will not be returned because we are doing the normal join. We are not doing outer join because this value cannot be found here. There is no manager ID like null here because that's the primary key, it's not possible. So this is the way we are doing. Now help me fill the select part. So what we are printing? We are printing employee's last name. So it will be W dot last name. What we are else we are doing? Employee ID. So W dot employee ID. And then we want the manager name. So it will be M dot actually there is nothing like column like manager name, so it will be last name, and in the end we will have M dot employee ID. Is that clear what we have done just now? Right? So whenever there is a problem, you need to first see where these columns are, in which table those columns are. If they are in the single table, very good, we don't need to even join. If they are in scattered among multiple table, you need to find the common columns and try to join them, and then think about what data is required to be printed or viewed. And if there is something like that, you need to produce some value by grouping, then you need to do the proper group. So this is the way we usually try to divide it into, just like any other programming language, you try to divide it into smaller parts and then solve the each one of those parts. Okay, so this seems to be the end of today's session. Please see in every slides there are practices, not overts towards the end, but there are some practices in between. So try to practice, otherwise we will do more practice next week. Thank you, and I apologize for the first lecture today. It was full of unexpected events. All of them are there. You can't see? Group is not there? Let me check.